This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Enjoy your family today. And enjoy the spirit of these very, very special holidays. We've talked a little bit about the Christmas tree and how Theodore Roosevelt was responsible for creating the Christmas tree farm. How the first Christmas trees were wild and they came from Maine and brought to Boston and then New York and so forth. Told you where tinsel came from the military shoulder pads on a French army lieutenant or general or dress uniform that was old and tattered, to the leaded tinsel that a lot of us grew up with and our children will never see. Told you where the ornaments came from, the most unlikely source, all thanks to the German Christmas markets. And I hope that someday all of you are able to go to a Christmas market. I have been, and I have gone with 90 of our listeners. We went the week after Thanksgiving, and we went into France, Germany, Austria, and one other country that I can't remember, but the markets are incredible. And it's basically the church, which is the center of the town, and it's surrounded by little enclosures, 10 to 15 feet wide, with all handmade ornaments, decorations, even children's clothing. Just an incredible thing to see, and I hope that someday you are all able. But let me tell you about the Christmas lights. If I was to say to you, where do you think the first Christmas lights were on display? Well, you would probably say that it's at Thomas Edison's house, since he invented the light bulb. And you'd be right. In 1879, 3,000 people came to a little town called Menlo Park, New Jersey, to see Thomas Edison's demonstration and decorations of the Christmas light. And the people were just amazed at how pretty it was. But they were so expensive, because there was nobody manufacturing, the cost to decorate a tree was equal to what a man made in a month. And that was the cost of the lights and the cost of the power to run the electric lights. Now, in 1895, President Cleveland was the first president to have electric lights in his tree at the White House. And I think it was the first and the many that are caused changes in our decorations for the holiday. And the lights were large. They got hot. They became almost a burden or a threat for a fire. And the children really loved it, but you had to be rich. You couldn't buy a string of lights for a buck like you do today. A string of lights was very expensive. Well, in New York, at a telephone station where the calls were switched over from area to area, there was a telephone directory. And in those days, you just didn't take your cell phone. You didn't take a regular phone and type out the phone number that you went to. You had to get a real person. And that went to a switchboard. And one of the switchboards wasn't doing what it was able to. And one of the workers, after they installed the new switchboard, took out the lights, repaired them, and that was the beginning of the little miniature, what they used to call, I don't know what they call them now, but growing up, the little lights, they used to call them Italian lights. And it came from a switchboard in New York City. And that tradition grew on and became more and more popular. And the bulbs became more affordable. But the real reason that this person had done it, his name was Ralph Norris. And Ralph Norris lived in Mattapan, Massachusetts, in New England. Mattapan, Massachusetts, Ralph Norris. And they were using, because not everybody could afford Christmas lights, a little candle holder that clipped on the end of a branch, and they would use a Christmas candle the size of today's birthday candles. And it would clip on these lights all over the tree. They would light them all at once, and you'd get maybe 10 minutes worth of lights on your tree. Well, this man, Ralph Norris, was celebrating the holidays with his family like this, and he had a little boy. And in those days, the boys had long hair just like the girls. And the boy ran near the tree, got too close to the candles, and his hair caught fire. And that's when he was at work that he took apart a cabinet where the telephone operator worked and took those mini lights and created the little Italian lights or the mini lights that we have today. So things came from all over. After the First World War, General Electric, they replaced the carbon fiber that Edison had put into a light bulb, and it made it last 10 times longer than the tungsten filament. And they now developed the first plug-in electric bulb that was more affordable, and that was in 1910. But it was GE that developed a light bulb that was an improvement of what Edison did. So a lot of different companies that we know the names have helped to make the Christmas holidays, the Hanukkah holidays, the Kwanzaa holidays, what they are today. So think back when you were little about some of the things that you took for granted for on your trees. And call me. That'd be kind of fun.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, give us a call. It's 855-660-4261. And I've been giving you a little bit of history about the Christmas tree that we have today. Told you how GE in 1901, a brand new company, worked to develop the Christmas tree ball with Edison, and how companies like Woolworth, Corning Glass were responsible for the decorations that we have today. But I want you to think of one Christmas light. The base of it is green, and the top of the base is red, and coming out of the middle is a candle, and it's filled with a liquid, and that liquid is methylene chloride. It's a liquid that will boil merely at a relatively low temperature, and it has to be properly exhausted. And one company knew of this gas, and they worked on producing something, because now you had the Walmarts of the 90s working on Christmas. It just, with the invention of all these different decorations and things, it became a major product to sell in their stores. Well, another store that was very similar, and those of you that are in your 30s, maybe 40s, have never heard of this store. But if you're older than that, The store I'm talking about is Montgomery Ward. And Montgomery Ward worked with its people to find something different for Christmas. And they developed the Bubble Light. And just think about this now. It's about 4 inches tall, maybe 5 inches. The base is, oh, maybe 3 inches by 2 inches. It's green and red. Coming out is a candle filled with this liquid. And as it's heated, it bubbles. But it was invented by Carl Otis for the Montgomery Ward Company. So things come from all different areas. Now, when the Christmas trees first came out, you were buying a tree that was 2 feet, 3 feet tall, because that was the tradition where it came from. And as Christmas got to be more of a festive holiday, the Christmas tree got larger. And in time, it took the Americans to produce a Christmas tree that goes from the floor to the ceiling. All over Europe, the Christmas trees sat on the dining room table or a table in the living room, and they were 2 to 3 feet tall. But it took the Americans to make a tree that would go from the floor all the way to the ceiling. Now, one thing that some of you have underneath your tree, and it was developed for the Christmas tree, is the train. In 1901, Joshua Lionel made his first electric train for the Christmas tree. Can you imagine where the Christmas tree came from? For Christmas.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have a question or need some help, the number here is 855-660-4261. And it's not very often that Christmas falls on a Sunday, so I thought I'd give you some fun facts about the tree and the holiday and everything else. I told you that the first cut Christmas trees in the United States came from Maine, and they did. In the in 1893 is when the first Christmas trees were sold. They were cut in Maine, brought to Boston to their big market, and the farmer who cut the tree got paid at the following rate. Now, you got to remember, this is 1893. A small tree that was 3 feet or less, the Christmas tree farmer or grower got paid 5 cents for a 3 foot tall tree. And when the tree got up to 6 feet or even 8 feet, then the price of that tree went up, and a 6 foot tall tree, you paid between 10 to 15 cents for a tree that was in that height, 6 to 8 foot. And when it got to be 8 to 10 foot, they got 25 cents. But it was a real bonus for the people in the state of Maine, because during that holiday, the cut Christmas tree, which was primarily the balsam fir, which is the most fragrant of all of the trees, raised for the state of Maine $150,000 a year. And you got to remember, that's the 1900s. So $150,000 went a long, long way in helping the economy in the state of Maine. So there's a lot of fun things about the holiday, and I hope you've had some enjoyment by some of the facts that I've given you. There's a lot more. In New England, the main Christmas tree was the balsam fir. But when you went into the area of Montana and Washington State, Oregon, it was the Douglas fir. And the Douglas fir, same family as the balsam, just a longer needle, a little bit more weeping. It wasn't as rigid as the balsam fir. And then in the once you get into Pennsylvania, into the Carolinas and south, the type of Christmas tree that they grew was the Scotch pine. And the Scotch pine is a tree that you don't see much anymore. And it used to be sold all over the country. But what's happened is a disease from overseas came in and created a major problem, and now it's very, very seldom that you see a Scotch pine. And it had some of the needles had a blue tinge to it, some were green. It was more like a bottle brush appearance. And would last as a decoration much longer than the balsam fir. So it was a fun tree that's now gone. And we're having, and I want you as you drive around today and the weeks to come, we are having a big, big problem on blue spruce. And blue spruce, everybody loves. It's unique, thick shape, the beautiful blue coloration to it, and how much it's used in the landscaping. But if you start looking around, when you're driving around town or traveling to your parents' house or family for the holiday, look for blue spruce. Now, blue spruce range from a deep blue color to green. And all over the Northeast, New England, New York, Pennsylvania, further west and further south, the Colorado spruce is dying. And it's something that happened about 3 or 4 years ago. But I want you to look, if you have a blue spruce or there's one in your neighborhood or you're driving around, and what you're going to notice is that blue spruce, whether it's a deep blue, and that's called a shiner. And that is worth more money than a green spruce. And it's a native tree all over the Northeast. Not the deep blue, but the green variety. It's as common as the balsam fir. It's as common as a lot of the other trees, like arborvitae, like hemlock. It's one of the trees that makes up our blend of trees so that our forests are healthy. And I never realized this. Many, many years ago, I was at a seminar about grass seed. And they were saying that all grass seeds come as a blend. And I remembered them saying that the grass seeds are blended because if you ever had a disease and your grass seed was all the same blend, just made up of the same type of seed, and you got a fungus, you could lose your whole lawn. So today, everything is blended. So if there is a fungus, there would be others. And that's how this land was created. It was created with a woodland that had an assortment of evergreens so that if any problem ever developed, there would be other trees to take its place. Now, when I was growing up and little, the main tree was the elm. And every town, the trees planted along the storefronts, the commons, the parks, and were planted with the Dutch elm. And the Dutch elm started in Florida and went all the way to Canada. And there were billions, and I mean billions of them. But one day, a diseased Dutch elm, cut for lumber, was brought in from Holland. I had no idea. The tree was cut for lumber to make furniture. So the trees were brought in. They were skimmed of their bark. And the bark was just put into a pile. And there was an insect that was in that Dutch elm. And that Dutch elm created a disease. The insect got it. It flew to a healthy elm tree. And when it bore into the tree, it transmitted the disease. And a tree that was a staple of our forests, within the matter of 25, 30 years, maybe a little bit longer, were totally wiped out from Florida to Canada. And if you look at old pictures of your town or where your parents live, you'll see these tall, magnificent trees grew straight up and no branches till they were about 30 to 40 feet. And then it created the perfect vase. And they're all gone. And when I was in college and before, they tried every fungicide in the world. They tried injecting it. They tried taking IVs to put some kind of a fungicide that would stop the problem. They even loaded them in special hypodermic needles that were shot out of a gun to make the needle go into the tree to inject the insecticide fungicide blend. And They just weren't able to stop it. So the American elm is a tree that, you know, you may see a few, your generation, but I'll tell you, another generation or two, and it will be a tree of the past. It'll be a dinosaur. But it's happening to the blue spruce. And I know a lot of you love the blue spruce. It's killing them. And when you drive around town or you travel, look where they've planted blue spruce. And from the ground up, 10 to 15 feet, the branches are all dead. And that's the result of what's happened in the last 3 to 4 years. It's taking mature blue spruce, 18, 24 inches in diameter, is killing them.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To all of you listening to the program this morning. If you want to talk a little bit, give us a call. It's 855-660-4261. I was giving you a little bit of information about the Colorado blue spruce, and it's not something that I want to do. But it's something that you should be aware of. This disease started 4 years ago, and it created a problem due to a warm and wet spring, and then a hot and humid summer. And when you get those two that combine, it creates a disease, and it will attack the new growth. And it will resemble little black dots on the needle. So if you've got a blue spruce and the lower branches are all dying, look at the new growth. And if it's got little black dots on it, there's your problem right there. So it forms on the new growth. It moves into the tree where it's protected from the sun and the wind, and where it's more humid, or it stays wet longer. And it will kill all the old needles. They fall to the ground, or if it's up high enough in the tree, it will fall down and get wedged into the lower branches, and that dead needle contains spores of the fungus. And that's what creates the problem. And if you don't shake the tree and clean underneath the blue spruce and treat it with a fungicide, and for the moment I can't remember the name of it, but I'll find out for you, it will just spread and spread and spread. And it's very costly for the applications of fungicides if the trees are large. And if it's a mature tree, I've seen it on trees 18 to 24 inch trunk, killing it all the way to the top. So take a look for it today. So if you're buying an evergreen, you want to use balsam fir, Fraser fir, Douglas fir, so the entire fir family is immune to it. And then you can use abavite, you can use hemlock, but stay away from the Colorado blue spruce family. Okay? Isaiah, oh, we're coming right up on the hour. Isaiah, let's hold off our caller until after the news. Maybe we can get started. Who is the caller, Isaiah?
All right, our first caller is Darren from New Hampshire, and he has a question about Dutch elms.
Isaiah, that's good. Welcome, and Merry Christmas to you. How can we help you with Dutch elm disease?
And Merry Christmas to you, Paul.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you this morning, Paul, and good morning to you.
Thank you.
Paul, I have a question about earlier you were discussing the problems with Dutch elms and Dutch elm disease. I actually had two beautiful Dutch elms in my backyard until just this year, and they were hit with the insect that either transmitted or caused the disease of Dutch elm disease. They stripped bark right off the trees and killed them both within 1 year. I have a few additional Dutch elms on my property, and my question is what can be done to prevent the further infestation of the trees that I have left?
Okay, the music is going. We're going to the break. Why don't you hold on, and when we come back, I'll tell you what you can do.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.